Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome you from the Blog Talk this morning, and thank you for coming to join with others on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. It's wonderful just to know that you're there, and I just want to pay extreme tribute to our Lord and Savior, because this is the season where we celebrate Him all year long, especially during Christmas season. Just thank Him for choosing to come into this world and be born from the Virgin Mary, to live on this earth, and to take on the task of redeeming sin. Thank you. We just praise Him. And let's go to God in prayer right now. Pray right now. Heavenly Father, I just say you are my hero. Not looking to the people around the world who have the money. No, you're the richest person on the face of the earth. That's not why I praise you. I praise you because you love me. You sacrificed your son Jesus to come here and die for us. So magnificently good. You're the most selfish person I know. Always thinking about us. Always helping us. When we're asleep, you're always seeing about us. Checking on us all during the night. When we're in trouble, you're in trouble. Lord, you're always a troubleshooter for us. You're always taking care of all trouble situations. When we're burning down, you lift every heavy burden. And you lighten every heavy load. Lord, when we need a place, your word says you'll be a refuge. And we can hide under the shadow of your wings. God, whatever we need, you promise to supply every need, even before we ask. You always got us covered. Thank you so very much for everything you've done for us. And for the things that you're going to do. Oh, my God. If I had even an idea about what you're going to do, I would just start shouting now. So I do praise in advance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so very, very, very much for everything you've done. Now look on the prayer line. Mindful of others, those who are going through storms right now, those who have their back against the wall, those who are suffering, those who need food, need clothing, people under, people who are going through storms, senior citizens who need some assistance, and people who are in prison. Oh, my God, so many situations. Here in America, we're trying to feed the world, but yet we have people who are eating dog food. God help. Help us to be mindful of others as Jesus was in his own surroundings. He was so mindful of the people. He had no respect for persons. And we just ask that you bless the people, help them wherever they're coming from the high road and the low road. Bless them. Help them in the name of Jesus and see them through their storm. We'll give you the praise and adoration shall be thine, and the glory is thine. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on the front line. Y'all awake this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Because he's
good
in
morning,
the
Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good
morning,
Lord. Good
morning, Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. My. And then let's take the time. We went through the preparation of it yesterday, but I want you all, if you would, amen, let's loose blessings on yourself and your family. Are you all ready?
Let's do it right now. Praise the Lord. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things. I don't hear you. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I am blessed. My family is blessed. My daughter is blessed. God is making way out of nowhere. I am dead too. God is bringing me. God is blessing my son. Blessing me. We are good. We're going to become greater. We're going places. He's opening doors when he's been. We're thanking for what he's done. You are blessed. Your family is blessed. Your home is blessed. Your health is blessed. My strength is blessed. All these things are blessed. Yes, bless, 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 bless. Jesus.
Thank you.
That sounds mighty good. That sounds mighty good. Mighty good. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you, all of you. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Just imagine you proclaiming all these things over yourself every day of the year. Amen. Just imagine that you're saying these things about how God is going to bless you and how God is going to see you through every storm, that I am more than a conqueror, that he's enlarging my territory. Do you think God is going to take you to a new level if you keep saying these things? The Bible says whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And what do you think? I think he will. I think the blessings of the Lord will be all over your life. And you'll be coming out with your hands up. Bless, 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 bless. Amen. God bless you. All right. I want to see if Sister Charlotte Gray is on the line here this morning. Are you here, Sister Gray?
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How you
doing?
I am
here. God, I am grateful. You.
All right, I'm going to ask you to do the prayer report this morning. Would you do that for us?
I would.
Thank you so much. Give a praise report of goodness and Jesus, and then open the line for other praise reports. Thank you. The line is open to you. God bless you.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, my God.
Good morning.
I pray that everyone is doing well. My praise report this morning is hope. I thank God for the word hope, and that I really know what it means this day. As you all know, I've had some strategies and some challenges, but I am yet smiling. I am yet grateful to be alive. I had some heart problems. I went in for bronchitis the first part of November, the last time we spoke, and they found my aorta enlarged around my heart. I am 47 years old, and I am thanking God because I went in for bronchitis, and then they were trying to tell me about my heart, and they sent me immediately to a cardiologist. And I've been on medication, and it's not letting me sleep very well. So I am thanking God because the prayers of the saints do avail as much. I am yet a conqueror in Jesus, and if anyone knows the message that Ambassador Chief has talked about, I know the last 3 years, about God's rejection is his perfect protection. I have stood by that. I have witnessed that. I have preached that to many. And yet in 2015, I have experienced God's perfect protection. He has yet kept me from every door that has been closed for a reason. And hope is a hard pill to swallow. It is such a hard pill to swallow, and I'm so grateful. My testimony today is the word hope. I don't know who else on this line is at the end of their rope or think that they is never going to come or woe is me, but I'm telling you, hope is a strategy in prayer. And, Lord, I just want to give honor and reverence to you that you have allowed me to yet again escape. The heels on my feet feel good today. I thank you, Lord, that I am on the correct blood pressure medicine, and it's only going to be temporary that I am back on this medication. I am just thanking God because I know what sugar and salt and weight, that just leads us right into January for fasting, but I know what these things do to our bodies, and I just thank you, Lord, that you are preparing me for a new season. I thank God for so many people on this line. God, I just thank you all in this silence. I've been so blessed. The word hope is for somebody. That is my praise report. Does anybody else understand what I'm talking about and can follow and jump right in with their praise report? The line is open. God bless you.
Yes. Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall, and yes, this is great. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. What is today's day, my ass? Because my mind is in blank. Is it day the 30th? Okay. As of December 29th of yesterday, it's been a whole year since this Guillain-Barré syndrome has been in my body. I only got 10% left. So, yes, I know exactly what you are talking about. I am happy to be alive. No matter what's going on in my life, I always stay positive. Now, yes. My little thing that I say is I stay on the positive side of town, no matter what's going on, and that just brings me out through everything, and I just thank the Lord. So that is my praise report.
Good
morning.
Girl, anybody else?
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Jolene Garnett. God bless you.
God bless you.
My solid brain. So wonderful to hear your voice. I thank God for you. Thank God for Dr. Johnson and First Family and First Fruit. I just thank God for all his many blessings. I thank God for 2015. God has really blessed, and he's moving, and I'm telling you, God, he's an awesome God. And I just thank God just to hear your voice this morning, Sister Charlotte. I've been praying for you. I know you have been going through, but God is a good God. I just want the saints to be encouraged because 2016 is the year of victory, as Dr. Johnson said. And I really appreciate Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty and Mother Johnson. You all be encouraged. God bless everyone. I love you.
Love you. Is there anyone else? Okay, well, I don't want any silence. I've been silent for a while, so I want to give a shout-out. Also, thanking God for Lady Betty. She gave me two words a month ago, and they were to watch God. And I have heard that down through the years, but I'm telling you, it was right on the money. When she sent that to me, watch God, and that's all I needed to do was to watch God.
Watch God.
I just thank God for this opportunity. So I will allow somebody else. Is there anyone else? It's only a couple more days in this year. Is there anybody else that has a praise report?
Morning, McPherson.
Good morning.
For another day. Thank God for keeping me. I thank you for watching on me. I thank you for bringing me all the way from January 1st until December the 30th of 2015. God's a good God. I've been through a lot of things, and he always there for me. And I only know that God, trusting God with all, is only the answer in keeping the faith. Because God is better to me than I did to myself. He keep me when I couldn't keep myself. And so I'm writing, I don't know what was wrong with me. Excuse me, the other week I went shopping. I went to a film, then I went to the store. Then I came and I got out of my car. I left my car running, the door locked, unlocked, everything. Went in the grocery store and shop. So I came, was coming out, I thought about, I was looking for my keys. And I said, thank God, I left my keys in the car. And God bless me. When I got back to my car, it was running, the door unlocked. And nobody had taken my car. I just started praising God in the parking lot because I thank God because my car could have been gone. But I thank God he keep me, he keep me when I'm not thinking right. I don't know what was wrong with me. But God is able. He's always there with you when you're not thinking nobody care. God is there. So I thank and praise God because he really has been good to me in 2015, even though things seem like we're going to be sometime. God always brought things to be. God, thank and praise him. Looking forward to 2016. and it ain't 2 days to go. But I thank and praise God that he let me make it over. Thank you.
I love you, Mother Peterson. Is there anybody else that has a praise report?
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas.
Good morning.
Good morning. So good to hear you. Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray. Praise God. To come on the line and hear you is truly a blessing on this morning. I just want to thank God for bringing me all the way up this year in 2015 to the 30th of December. God is so good to me. I want you to know I am just so grateful for he has done so many things for me that I just cannot even thank him for all things. I can't name them off. I just say, Lord, for everything, I am grateful. I thank God even on this month, the Lord, I work part-time because I'm just most of the time at the nursing home with my husband or taking care of my mom when needed, when my daughter can't be there. So, you know, it's just not a whole lot of money flowing. But I want you to know after all this time on this part-time job, they never give end-of-the-year bonuses to the part-timers. But this time the Lord said so. And they called us in for the meeting and said that we would get an end-of-the-year bonus. My hands just went up in the air. I am just so grateful, so grateful. God will open doors and make ways. He is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Just seeing one thing right after another, he showed himself mighty and he showed himself strong. In the midst of the storms, God has been there for me. And many times I've come on the line asking the Lord, I said, I need a financial miracle. And the prayers went through. And when I said, I'll hold fast to it. And God has never failed me. I'm just so grateful. We had a beautiful Christmas. And I just needed some little extra stuff. And Lord made a way. And I'm just so grateful. So I just want you to know that I am praising God for all that he has done for me. Touching, healing, and delivering. Most of all, I'm grateful. You all be blessed in the Lord.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. Sister Johnson, I'm sorry. The next praise report, is there anyone else?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Good morning, Sister Johnson.
Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And, you know, I thank God for another almost New Year's. I just thank him and praise him and kept me. I thank him and praise him and gave a little raise on my job. Hallelujah. I thank him for all that he's done for me. I just pray for Mother Johnson.
Oh, beautiful. God bless you, Mother Johnson. Go ahead. I heard somebody.
I want to say this is Christy Johnson from Kansas City.
Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. I've never been on a praise line on my birthday. I'm thanking God for the new direction that he has placed me in. I'm thanking God for everybody on this line that is just powerful in God and helping me grow in God. And I'm just grateful for Ambassador Johnson. Oh, my God, he is so powerful. Yesterday, while he was explaining to us that we need to speak different things into our life, I immediately started speaking things into my life, and all the lights went out. And I said, why is all the lights going out? I looked up. I put the phone on mute, asked my sister, why is the lights out? She said, I don't know. And I continue, as everybody was still on the line, I was still continually saying, I'm more than a conqueror. I am great. I am blessed. And the lights were just flicking on and off, on and off. I said, devil, you are a liar. This is the missing piece that I needed. So I'm just grateful for that because even yesterday, I can see the difference. I can see the difference, how God is just opening up the windows of heaven. I can see the difference. So I'm grateful for just God letting me see today. I'm grateful. I'm humble. I'm meek. And I'm just destined for greatness. So I want you to pray for me, pray for my business, and just continuously keep me and my family in your prayers.
Love you, Christy.
Thank you.
You're a special somebody. I heard somebody else trying to get in. I think that was about to see.
Good morning. This is Sister Ernestine Riley.
This is
773.
One second, Sister Lucille. So good to hear your voice. I heard Sister Ernestine Riley's little meek voice.
Go
ahead.
Let her go on.
Okay.
Go on, Sister Lucille.
Go ahead, Sister Lucille.
I just want to first thank, give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I thank the Lord that this month is my sobriety month for my drug habit. And I just thank the Lord that I've stayed clean all these years. And I'm asking the saints to just continue to keep me and my children in your prayers.
Amen. God bless you, young lady. Sister Riley, she's
yielding
it to you.
I'm sorry. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. I usually come on with that because it is true. Sister Charlotte Gray, it is so good to hear your voice. I have been praying for you. I'm kind of like one in the background, but I have been praying for you, and I'm just so glad to hear your voice. I just thank God for another opportunity to be on this prayer line this morning.
Me too.
I thank God because God truly is good, and I just thank God what Dr. Johnson is teaching us, and I've always believed in that. Just pray what the Word of God say, and I'm a witness that it works. Every day I confess, and if it's not every day, it's almost every day I confess that I'm blessed going out, I'm blessed coming in, I'm blessed in this city, and I'm blessed in the field. I confess that, and I confess that I'm above and I'm not beneath. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm the lender and I'm not, and you know what? I'm the lender and not the borrower. I confess his word, and you know what? It works, and I've been doing that for years, and I have truly, truly been blessed. Not trying to take over anything that Dr. Johnson said, just agreeing with what he says, and truly the word works. And I just want to just say this one scripture that has blessed me down through the years. When I was a young woman, when I was going through, I'm older now, it says 1 Peter 5:10 says, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto the eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, he'll make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. And that has been a part of my testimony. Thank you. Have a great day.
Amen.
Right on time. Right on time.
And Pastor Johnson, did you want me to get another last 7?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee. I'm from Texas.
Good morning, young lady.
I just want to thank everybody on the prayer line. It's so nice to hear everybody's voice. And I don't remember the lady's name, but I want to say a special prayer for her, the one that she buried her brother like a day or two ago.
Pastor Stern?
Yes. I would like to say a special prayer for her family and her. And yesterday, I want to share this with y'all. I had to take my dog to the vet, and I thought I had enough money on my credit card to pay the bill, and I didn't. And then after I got home, the vet called and said that the bill was paid in full and for me to come and get her medicine for her.
Amen.
I know that was God.
Amen.
Well, I just wanted to share that with y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad Miss Watson Cobb told me about the prayer line. This has been such a blessing. I love y'all all.
We're sending our love right back to you.
Thanks.
Can you feel it?
Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord.
Ambassador, like this is Ambassador Skip. Did you have time for one more praise report?
Good morning, beautiful. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. This is Ambassador Skip from Arkansas, and I just wanted to just come on the line and say this is the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing and I am so glad in it that he designed it. I'm making this thing personal just for me. Glory to God. I praise God that he is the glory and the lifter of my head. And even as I'm traveling on the highway early in the morning, I thank God for the angels that he's assigned to me. I see Michael traveling in front of me, the warrior angel. I see Uriel, the angel of peace, is riding in the car with me. Glory to God. And if I need some money, I can call Raphael. He'll be there and send the money in his place. I just thank God that he's given us angels. I praise God for what I'm hearing on the line, because I'll tell you, saints, God will watch over his word to perform it. He said it in his word. His word shall not return unto him void. Is that he's faithful? That's promise. So wherever I send the word, glory to God, because of my relationship with God, the word will be manifest. The healing is manifested, amen. And I've been traveling for several hours to pick up my dad to take him to chemo. And I thank God, glory to God, that he goes just to tell the doctor, I'm coming to get a shot for your miracle. Glory to God, because he knows that God has already healed his body. And I am rejoicing on this day. Hallelujah, because
Hallelujah.
He's so good. Hallelujah, because
Hallelujah.
He's so faithful. Hallelujah, for his grace. Hallelujah for his mercy. Hallelujah. It endureth forever to all generations. And I heard the woman of God that says one of her favorite scriptures that reads that after you have suffered a while, meaning God's going to do something after you have suffered, after you have cried and moaned and wanted to give up. He says something ought to happen in your life. I'm going to settle you. I'm going to settle you and establish you and strengthen you. So I want to encourage all of you to let you know that whatever that you're going through, it's just a light affliction. The Bible, that's what he called it. He didn't call it but a light affliction. It's just going to work for you just for a moment in this season. God's going to get the glory out of it. And there is joy after this. God bless all of you. I'm rejoicing for you, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I have crazy faith. Glory to God. I hear Chief Ambassador says, if you got the faith, God's got the power. And I know he has the dunamis. I know he's given us the authority that whatever we speak, whatever we say, he said, I'll do it, I'll do it. I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. And I grabbed it in the Holy Ghost. God bless all of you and have a wonderful day. Just know you can command your day. I've already commanded my day 3 hours ago. Hallelujah. Command it in the Word of God. Hallelujah. God bless all of you. Speak to the mountains. Don't play with the mountains. Don't counsel the mountains. Speak to them. Curse them and go on about your business. Glory to God. I heard Chief speak so many times. You've got to give the anointing time to work. Glory to God. Give it time to work. Jesus did it. He knew what he's doing. He knows what's all about every one of our situations. That's my praise report. He knows. Glory to God. The God that's more than enough. He knows. He told Lazarus' sisters, but they were worried and complaining. My brother and daddy, he was on an assignment. He said he just sleep. He gave the anointing time to work, because all he had to do was just speak it. Speak it, saints of God. I heard Chief compelling yesterday. Speak it. Believe it. Make your affirmation. Speak the word over God, over every situation, and God will bring it to pass. It has to get inside of you. You have to have a dasiko, a seeking relationship with God. The know the word. Whatever you ask, he's going to do it. God bless all of you, and I love you, Chief and Lady Betty. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I miss you. I miss you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Ambassador Steve. Love you. Ambassador Steve, did you want me to get another one? That makes
Nice.
I think that's good. I think that's good. My. y'all are something. Amen. On fire this morning. Amen. Let me see if we can get one more little short praise report. Just say good morning.
All right.
Hold on just a minute. Listen to this.
Good morning. Oh, God, it's been blessing business.
Yes. Go ahead, Mother.
I'm still on the land of living.
Thank you, God. Amen.
Friday morning, before day, I saw myself just walking without a crutch or stick or walking without walkers. And I said on Saturday morning, I said, I know this is not Satan showing me. The Lord is giving me to get on up out of this bed and walk. I got up out of the bed and walked on Saturday.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I thank God he's blessing me. And I was up on Saturday. God bless you in the blessing business. Oh, I praise the Lord. I'm looking to walk. I'm just looking to walk. I know God is able. I know he's like showing me how to walk. But nothing. I'm just going to walk in and out. God bless each of you and every person on Mother John.
Say one thing about the Holy Ghost. Say something, one thing about the Holy Ghost.
Something about living the life of Jesus is a blessing within itself. That's what you have to do is give your heart to God and let him bless your real self. He's in the blessing business. He blessed you. He's able to keep you. He'll feed you with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is a leader and a guide and a protector from all evil. He will protect you from all evil. And I thank God that he's protecting me and he's blessing me. Oh, I've been down so long. My seventh child, Michael, he comes to the bed and says, Mama, don't worry about nothing. Say, you will never leave you. We'll always with you. You'll never be alone. And I just thank God, I thank God, that all of my children is right here for me. I thank you because all of them takes care of me. Dr. Johnson is by my bed right now. Oh, praise God. Laughing, yeah, I make some laugh. I thank God for that. I just praise the Lord for everything. God is my blessing. He takes good care of me.
That's enough, Mom.
I thank God. God bless you to pray for me. All right.
God bless you all.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Miracle.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Like you've never seen in 2015. Miracles like you've never seen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we just praise God for you.
I don't really have to do any more talking, but if any of you want to say some words of encouragement to her, amen, she'll listen to you.
Amen. Mother Johnson, this is your favorite friend in Waukegan. How are you today? I heard your words, and your words were so encouragement to me. Keep moving on to 2016. God bless you. Have a very merry, happy new year.
God bless you. God bless you.
She knew my voice.
Yes. God bless you.
Or anybody else?
God bless you.
Mother Johnson. Go ahead, Sister Gina.
Good morning, Mother Johnson. This is Ambassador Gina Hodges. I just want to thank God for hearing your voice this morning. I thank God for hearing your voice. That just like Chief said, miracles like you've never seen in 2015. And as we approach the last 24 hours of the year, I thank God that he did it again. God bless you, Mama. I love you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Good morning, Mother Johnson. This is Charlotte. Oh, go ahead, Mother Peterson.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God, Mother Johnson. I'm praying that the Lord will let you walk again. It's my daily prayer that the Lord will strengthen you, that you be able to walk again. And I thank God. I thank God for you. He's blessing you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Ambassador Stern. I thank God for Jesus this morning. I'm still in Florida, but I'm located back to my hometown today. But I certainly was, amen, encouraged to hear, amen, our beautiful, sweet Mother Johnson. Amen. God is still blessing, and he keep on blessing us. And I thank God to hear her voice this morning, which encourages me. I want my testimony to be like Mother Johnson. I've already told her I'm going to live as long as I want to live. Amen. And I'm going to praise God as long as he has me to praise him. I love Mother Johnson. She's such an inspiration to me. Amen. And I want you to know, Mother Johnson, you helped me to live. And I thank God, amen, that you came into my life in such a time as this. And no other person I knew right now is deserving all of the accolades and to love on you. Amen. God bless you, Mother Johnson. And to my first group prayer line, amen. I am en route to the airport, and I'm just so glad that I had the opportunity to be on the line this morning. And I want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart, the middle of my heart, and all around my heart for all the prayers, because they really helped me up. And I am stripping and encouraging the Lord, and I am too running on to see what the end is going to be, because God has some greater things for me. God bless you is my prayer, and if it's the Lord's will, I'll be on my prayer line tomorrow morning. God bless.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. This is Ambassador Deb from Arkansas, and I just want to also share the love and compassion that everyone has for you. You are a pillar of strength. Amen. Just to hear your voice, it's just pulled that miracle level of faith out of me even greater. And I just thank God for you, because what you made out of, I'm trying to get it. Glory to God. And it's going to take a whole lot more prayer and fasting in the word. Amen. And I know that's what you built out of. You're a standing. Glory, glory to God. And I just praise God for you, and I love you, and I know this, that when we pray on this earth, it has time on it. But when you pray and the prayer go to heaven, it has eternity. It doesn't have any time on it. It just meet God and answers whatever you say. Glory to God. That's the power with God I like to have, that you have, Mother. And I love you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mother Johnson. This is Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray. I was looking at a picture of you yesterday, young lady looking just full of Dara. But I'm just sending my love, letting you know I wouldn't trade you for one golden guinea. Love you.
Love you. Love you. Love you.
This is Sister Lucille, and I want to tell Mother Johnson good morning. I love her.
I think about her every day. When I heard her voice this morning, it just went off in me. So I thank the Lord for this lady. I've been knowing her all my life since I was a little girl. And I just wanted to know that I love her. God bless you.
Thank you. You also.
God bless all of y'all.
Good morning.
One more.
This is Sister Sheila 860. Good morning, Mother Johnson. I love you, and I just want to say one thing. I get joy when I think about it. What he's done for you. I get joy when I think about it. What he's done for you. God bless you, Mother Johnson. Love you.
God bless you. I also love you.
That's good. That's good. Oh, my God. I'm so glad I took that last one. That was beautiful, singing that to Mother Johnson. And you notice her voice came out a little bit more. Amen. Thank you all so much, all of you, for that encouragement. That means that encourages me. Amen. When you, it's kind of like you saw Jesus, you saw the Father. And and when you see me, you see Mother Johnson. Yeah. And so that encourages me, too. Thank you so very much. While you were encouraging her, and some of you on the line this morning mentioned the word and things like that, Ambassador Stith and others, the Lord spoke to my heart and said, tomorrow I want you to have a word day. Tomorrow is a word day. Now, whatever you do, come with the word, everybody, in your praise reports. Mention the word. Have a scripture in there that you put it around. Amen. Are y'all hearing me? I hope you do. But word day. We're going to come on with the word and intersperse with the word, interject the word throughout what we're saying. Amen. And I want all of you, if you would, come with the word when you get ready. For example, when you speak about anything like joy, go to Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Quote the word all day long. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And then tell about your testimony, about how God has let you prosper in the midst of people who are just many times look like the world is trying to prosper around you, but the Lord let you prosper. Things like that. Just use the word. I hope you have a good example here. People are looking to other things, but, you know, you're looking to the hills from which comes your help, because your help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. So tomorrow is a word day. And get your word out. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadows of the Most High, of Almighty. And just get the word out and start quoting it while you give your prayer requests. And maybe that the Lord may heal you while you're quoting the word on your prayer request. But he said, tomorrow we want to have a word day. Amen. So all more than long during the prayer line, we want to quote the word. I want you quoting the word all during the day, too. When you need the prayer line, just quote the word. Amen. What was the old senior saints used to sing? What was that? Speak the word, speak the word, speak the word. Da, 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 da. I don't know the words of it, but quote the word, quote the word. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so get the word out and soak your words with the word tomorrow. Amen. Whatever you do, I want you just walking in the word, talking in the word. Amen. Not trying to get personal. I'm just saying the things that the Holy Ghost is leading me to say. Even when you take your bath, quote the word while you're in the tub. Even when you take your shower, quote the word while you're taking your shower. Even when you get in your car, quote the word. Even when you're preparing your breakfast, or if you're eating, or if you're going by someplace to get a sandwich, quote the word while you're waiting on that sandwich. Amen. All day long, quoting with it. If you walk in the store, I want you quoting the word in the store.
Amen.
When you come out, get back in the car, quote the word.